Just don't know. Anyway,
They keep touching the boxes.
anywho, how have you been handling this unprecedented cold snap? Was it like negative seven today?
Just doing my best.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's not great, but it's all right. I mean, once I'm in the house, I'm fine.
Yeah. I literally just haven't, like, I've tried going outside a couple times this weekend and I was like, yeah, no, not happening.
Well, I just go for work. It's all right. I mean, waiting for the bus sucks, but I mean, that's fine.
Fair, fair. Either
Yeah.
way, you ready to talk some hockey?
Yeah, let's talk about the game that the world loves more than they love Janet Jackson.
Fair enough. Well, we'll start with the story we all saw coming that's not really even news, but it's news. Winter Olympics organizers have admitted the new ice hockey arena in Milan will not be finished in time for the first match of the game. But it is absolutely certain all scheduled fixtures will be in place. Initial thoughts?
It took too many breaks. You can't
That's
take afternoon tea when you're on a deadline like that.
very fair.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, they give you enough leeway to get these things done, and I'm just, it's an honor to host the Olympics,
Yeah.
and it doesn't look good for getting that honor in the future if you can't get it right, on time. You look back at this last time they were in Italy was probably over 20 years ago, when they have like the Torino or Turin Olympics, like the summer. Like, so you look at it, it's been 20 years now. When you go to bid for it again, they're going to look at this as like, oh, well, last time you had it, you didn't get it done in time. Like, what's changed?
I don't
So,
know.
it's very challenging. I mean, especially if you're for the athletes, like they don't know what they're expecting, and people want to go see it. Like, they may not be able to go see certain events. Like, that's kind of disheartening, but. Well, hopefully, they got a couple days. Maybe they can cram like a 12th grader for their English paper and pull a couple all-nighters and get it done. I don't know.
Well, so this is just the article I'm reading about this, but they visited the stadium, what are we, 5 days before the games? Trash and like dust are littered everywhere. What is the other thing saying? While core elements like electricity and running water are functioning, lifts and toilets remain covered in plastic wrap and are scruffy in appearance. Although the organizer Doobie, I don't know what his first name is, Doobie-doo, no one's experience will be tainted by anything that needs to be painted after the games. Anything that is public facing will be top. Do we still have work to do? Yes, cleaning absolutely. There are still works going on, frantic as you say, but it is to make a great venue.
Hey, they got like a week,
5 days, February 5th.
Was that the first, isn't, is that the opening ceremony, or is that the first day of games? Nonetheless, still.
Italy versus France in their first game of the women's competition, but yeah, February
Oh,
5th.
yeah, hockey is, yeah, so
Hockey's hockey, you still gotta have it to play.
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if like that the fifth is like the opening ceremony, or the fifth is like the first, and that's what I was trying. I haven't I'm
Yeah,
not
fair enough.
that's what I was at, like. But yeah, good job, guys. Way to. Way to make it happen, or the lack thereof.
Fair.
Well, who knows? They got 96 hours put it together.
Okay. Crazier things have happened in 96 hours, but
yeah.
The interesting thing is, it's not the first time this arena has been fraught with controversy. It's actually shorter than the minimum requirement in NHL, which has a lot of athletes in the NHL worried that it's going to lead to a big increase in high-speed collisions. What do you think?
Anytime you're changing the dimensions of what you're playing, that definitely takes effect, because you're used to having a certain amount of ice, and when that's shortened, you're still playing at those high levels.
Yeah,
definitely could see, you know, those high collisions, those hits happen for sure.
Does hockey have a standard? I know, like, soccer doesn't. And, you know, American football has, like, very strict regulations. What is the rule for hockey? Does it have to just be a minimum, or is there an actual thing it has to be?
They're supposed to be. Like, the NHL has a designated size. The Women's Professional League, like, the WPHL, they use the same rink. So it's the same size. International, it's a little bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to make one smaller, I guess there isn't.
Why would they make it smaller, though, knowing this?
Maybe because that's the size they had to work with for that arena. So it's going to be okay. I'm just doing a quick AI check.
Mm-hmm.
And by that I said Google. For the 2026 Milano Cortina Winter Olympics, ice hockey rinks will measure 196 feet long by 85.3 feet wide. This is consistent with NHL size ice, significantly narrower than the traditional Olympic. Okay, so they went with the NHL size, which is smaller than the Olympic size, because the Olympic one is larger.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Olympic ice is 197 feet by 98 feet. So the Olympic one is a lot wider, but they're about the same length. So to your point, for the NHL players, it's probably not going to be a big difference, but for those players that play in, like, pro leagues in Europe, now the rink is 15 feet short, like, smaller. It's not as wide, but so yeah, that's crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Good thing I'm not out there this year.
Oh yeah,
I need that speed. you ever watch NASCAR where they do the where they catapult each other? That's how I get around. Slingshot. Yeah. Yeah, I use drafting of their player speed and take right off.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't go far, but it's what I got.
All right, so let's talk about a little bit more about the Olympics. I read an interesting article today. Let's go through all 12 teams, and what this article claims is, like, what the biggest advantage for each team is. So. Let me know what you think, and then I'll give you what the article says, because I don't have much of an opinion, so I'm just going to base my opinion on these things. Let's start with Italy, the home team. What is their biggest advantage going into this
tournament? The biggest advantage, I would say, is they get to not travel far.
That's fair.
They don't have. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of pro players on the Italian roster.
Mm-hmm.
But
what I hear, that was deliberate. They deliberately didn't go after players with NHL experience, instead opting for more familiar players to create more camaraderie, more home soil advantage.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the guys play in the Italian Pro League, which is a smaller league, but it looks like a lot of these guys are all a part of that, with a sprinkling of some Swiss, some German and some Swedish pro league players. So, I mean, you know, it does go a long way when you play together for a long time. You have that camaraderie, that you know, awareness of where players are on the ice because you've played together for so long. So hopefully that translates in some solid performance. But even though they're the home team, the host team still got a lot of work to do.
Of course. But, you know, it would not be the first time a team has drastically overperformed on home soil.
Correct.
Like, you know, there's a lot to be said for the atmosphere they create and, you know, thinking about that, it'll probably be mostly Italians there. It might have, you know, some, you might get the crowd support might actually help because it does in some sports and, you know, hockey's one of them.
Yeah, you know, they're throwing marinara sauce all around. Maybe everyone gets a little distracted by the food. I don't know. Just saying.
Stranger things happen. Speaking of stranger things, let's talk about France. Not much to talk about, right?
Similar to Italy, it's more of like a European pro players. Mm-hmm. They do have Alex Terrier, Texier from Montreal is their one pro player. So they do have some NHL experience, but it is a predominant roster of European pro players. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Most of them play like in the Swiss league. So, you know, we'll see what they could do. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like they also have Pierre. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. Belmar.
Pierre Edouard Bellemare.
But yeah, so apparently he has two Stanley Cup Finals appearances. So,
yeah, I mean he played in the league for a while. You know, not going to knock that. You know, he got some burn there, as they say, the kids say.
Fair enough.
But yeah, he definitely is an experienced player. He's been playing for quite a while for representing France. Yeah, his career mostly was with the Flyers. Then he did like 2 years of Vegas, 2 years of Colorado, 2 years of Tampa. And in there, that's where he got his Cup Finals appearances. His last time he was in the NHL was the 23-24 season with Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to Latvia.
That's where you wanted to go? Latvia?
Not where I wanted to go, but like that's what's next on the list.
Okay. Let's look at the Latvians.
According to this article, their strongest factor, their big X factor, is their goaltending.
Yes, I was gonna say like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like when you look at Latvia, you look at the fact that they have two. They got some good goaltending. like. They don't got a lot, but they got one well-established goaltender in Elvis Merzlikins.
Yeah.
And then they have Arthur Salavos, who was the Calder Cup champion goalie for Ashford last year. The Canucks prospect, who was traded to Pittsburgh. He is part of that goalie tandem in Pittsburgh that has them up there in the ranking. He's splitting time, but he's doing phenomenal as his first full year in the league. He's a young player. They do have a, you know, a few pro players. They got guys like Teddy Bluger, who's won a Stanley Cup. They got Zygmunt Girgensson from Tampa, who's doing very well. They got Ulvis Blazinkis from Florida. So they got some. They got some players. I mean, I'm not going to knock this team. Like, they got guys that have played big time. They've got guys who've won Stanley Cups. I mean, you know, like they got some players here.
Fair enough. So basically, but you know, the teams can't win if they don't score goals. So if their goaltending, you know, keeps it up.
Yeah, if their goalies could throw like, you know, give up only like one or two goals and they can scrape in a couple, man, this team could, you know, you build from the goaltender out. If your goaltending and defense is solid, they're going to keep you in games, and it's up to the, you know, obviously the offense to put in a puck or two. Mm-hmm. But if they can just hold the line, they got a shot to be a nice little disruptor in the tournament.
Fair enough. All right, Denmark. So we you know they we talk about Frederik Andersen as a guy in goal, and it is widely expected Denmark should have the best goaltender in every preliminary game except for their matchup against the U.S. If he plays well, it'll go a long way toward Denmark making it out of the group. But they mention Nicolaj Ehlers and Oliver Bjorkstrand. Their wingers will be the kind of guys that decide how well Denmark does.
Yeah, they're the best two offensive players they have. They are very, very solid. They also have Lars Eller, who's a solid player. And yeah, they got, their goalie gets hot. They go on a little bit of a run. They got some good offense, and they can definitely be competitive.
Fair enough. All right. Slovakia.
Watch out for those Danes.
Yeah,
Yeah, Slovakia. Let me find them on my list of rosters.
no worries.
Yeah, there's.
So right here we see the we have three young standouts who will surely be the core of its Olympic roster for years to come. Simon Nemec, Juraj Slafotsky, and Dalibor Dvorsky. Three players who are Slovakia's best and are going to apparently outshine the and play a much bigger role than they do for their NHL clubs.
So breaking it down, this roster has a lot of NHL talent.
Young, very young NHL talent too.
Young. They got a couple older guys that have been around to help balance them out. But yes, Simone Nemec from the New Jersey, second round pick, strong defensive player. He's getting this has been his best year so far. Yurovi Slefkovsky was the number one pick a couple years ago. He has really good upside. He's a guy who plays on a team in Montreal who has guys like Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, who are there with him. So he's kind of strong player, but those are the guys who get the headlines, and he's just kind of there. And he's off to a good start this year. I think he's got over 40 points in 50 games, playing really good. Had a goal yesterday. And then some other players on this team that help round it out that are familiar names. You got Tomas Tatar, NHL veteran for a long time. Tampa Bay Lightning defenseman Erik Cernak, who's a very well-established defenseman. They go with the other guys like Martin Verhey, who with the Washington Capitals. They got a really strong defensive core, so that's going to help them go a long way. And they got a nice group of offensive players. So this team could definitely do some damage. I like it. I like, see what happens.
All right, let's talk about Germany.
The Germans.
The biggest hallmark of a team that can make noise is a true superstar, that and some goaltending. Lucky for the Germans, they have a superstar, Leon Draisaitl.
Leon Draisaitl.
Probably, as according to this article, one of the top five players on the planet right now.
Yeah, he is. He plays in Edmonton with Mr. Connor McDavid. Phenomenal player. Dude is honestly, he is a top five player without a doubt. He is in the conversation all the time. Germany over the last few years have had a lot of players come out of their pro leagues and have great success in the NHL. So to go along with Leon Draisaitl, you have young players like Tim Stützle. You got Moritz Seider on the back end. First round draft pick Lucas Reichel, Stanley Cup winner Nico Strome. So this team's got a lot of players that have had success in the NHL. They got Philipp Grubauer as their goalie from Seattle. So this team, has got some really nice pieces. And also JJ Paterka, who was with Buffalo, now with Utah, part of that trade over the off season last year. So they got a lot of weapons and, a lot of offense in this team. So they'll be definitely a team to look out for during the series.
Cool. All right. Switzerland. Apparently, the Switzerland's secret weapon is the New Jersey Devils. because they have three big Devils players leading their roster. And they'll need them all to drive home the win for Switzerland.
Yes, so we'll start there because you know, Switzerland has a very strong team.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we'll start with the captain of the Devils, Nico Hischier, one of their best offensive players, Timo Meier. They also have on the back end Jonas Siegenthaler. So that's the New Jersey Devils. Then this team has a lot of pro talent. Roman Josi from Nashville, Nino Niederreiter from Winnipeg, our favorite player from last year, Mr. Kevin Fiala.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Fiala watch, back at it. Then they go, and as you go through this roster, this is a very deep roster. So Switzerland is no team to take lightly. They got J.J. Moser from Tampa on the back end. You got Akira Schmid, goaltender from Vegas. Pui Suter from St. Louis, who's a really good player. Filip Kurashev. This team is littered with players, and they're going to be a sneaky team where, you know, they're going to definitely be in the mix. And I like this team a lot. I think they have a good balance. And we'll, you know, definitely watch out for Switzerland. I think they can make some waves. They got a lot of good depth, you know, which is what you need in these tournaments. And a little bit of luck. Yeah.
Fair. All right. Czechia, Czech Republic.
Czech Republic, great team. They won it. They won it a couple. They're a gold medal team from, I don't know, I'm going to say like the early 2000s they won it. So this team, very strong. Yeah. They got good goaltending. Lucas Dostal from Anaheim. They got really good defenseman. Filip Ronick from Vancouver. Jan Rada was a guy who played in the NHL for a long time. He's on this team. You got the captain of Anaheim, Rakto Gudis. Then you look at their offense. They got Pavel Zaka, Andre Palat. You know, this team, Tomas Hertl, Dave Kamp, Dominic Kubalik, who was a player kicked off really strong in his career, kind of taken a fall back, unfortunately. And then the two big guns on this offense that I've saved the best for last, none other than David Pasternak and Martin Nečas to round out their offense. So this team is got a lot of firepower. This team is not to be taken lightly. And, you know, yeah, I like this team too. This is some good stuff.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. I like it. Let's move on to Finland. This article is the first to admit they face an uphill battle to contend for gold without its best player, Alexander Barkov. What happened with Barkov?
Injury before the season, got hurt, blew out his knee in practice.
Ugh.
Surgery's gone over, everything's fine. He's actually skating.
Okay.
He just can't play. Like, he's done for the year.
Yeah.
Just to shut it down. I mean, it's sad, but like, he was definitely going to be their leader, their catapult on this team. Now, with that said, this team is still very, very strong. They have a ton of weapons, and they're definitely a team that can contend for a medal without a doubt. This team's got good goaltending. They got Jukka-Pekka Luukkonen from Buffalo. They got Sebastian Aho, Anton Lundell, Esa Lundell, Roope Hintz, Eetu Lehtinen. They got Joel Armia, Mikko Hiskinen, Rasmus Ristolainen, Arturi Lehkonen. I am killing these Finnish names.
Mikael Brantlin,
Jossi Saros, Mikko Mikkola, Kaapo Kakko, Tivo Teravainen, Mikko Rantanen, Joel Karavinta. This squad is friggin' loaded with all NHL players. There's one non-NHL player on this roster. So this team is going to be dialed in. They have a lot of offensive power, strong defense. They have good goaltending. This is a team that can medal, 100%.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That is some high praise in this lineup.
Yeah, a lot of Dallas Stars. it's honestly like there's more Dallas Stars on this team than Yeah, because they got, I mean, they might just run out of line together. They got Mikko Rantanen, Rupe Hintz, Esa Lindell. Oh, there's a. Oh, now I'm messing up here. There's so many of them. They bleed together. Esa Lindell, Rupe Hintz, and Mikko Rantanen. And oh, Miro Hiskinen was the other one. Okay. Got a lot of guys. A lot of guys.
Makes
sense. Play together. Win the game.
Sweden. Injuries have hit Swedes hard. Their depth has been severely tested. No time like the present for Peterson to step up for his country. Elias Peterson. What are your thoughts?
Another, you know, I should have mentioned Four Nations, Finland, Four Nations, Sweden. Got a little bit more, a little bit good news for Sweden. Victor Hedman is off the injured reserve. He played, he's playing right now, his first game back in a while. So have him back on the lineup is phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, this team's got a lot of big players. This team needs to find their identity. And they're another team that can definitely medal. I mean, they got great goaltending. They have a ton of offense, ton of defense. I mean, their team offensively, I mean, for me, it's going to be like Lucas Raymond, Adrian Kempe, Joel Eriksson Ek, Philip Forsberg. Those are the guys, Elias Patterson, Jasper Bratt, that are really William Nylander. He's hurt right now. Gabe Landeskog's hurt right now. I don't know if these guys are going to be 100%. They got Mika Zibanejad. I mean, up and down the roster, it's a ton of – it's all NHL players, all very good NHL players. Mm-hmm. On the back end, you got Erik Karlsson. You got Rasmus Dahlin, Hampus Lindholm, Gustav Forsling. I mean, this team is just – you're throwing out top lines. Every shift is a top line. Rasmus Andersson, OKL, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Philip Broberg. This team is stacked. So there again, this is a team I could see being a medal team, 100%.
Sounds like a plan. All right, the good old U.S. of A.
Could their roster be any more underwhelming? They are so bad.
Well, apparently they've left some of their best goal scorers at home. We have Connor Hellebuyck. We have, you know, obviously we are goaltending is going to be
yes.
The best out there. But what about the rest of the team?
So, yes, two of the best goal scorers in the league are not on this roster. And as much as it's tough, I'm glad I'm not in Bill Guerin's shoes having to build this team. Because that is a challenge.
Yeah, yes. why Cole Caulfield and Jason Robertson are not on this roster? Is that just...
I think...
Oh, sorry.
I think what it came down to is... I mean, maybe it's... All right, all these guys can score goals.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, like, all right, going back to... Like, think of it from the perspective of what... If everyone can score goals, right?
Yeah.
What else? What do we need someone to be doing? And maybe there's players on this roster that fill certain roles better than those two guys could. Because if they're only bringing just scoring goal, I'm not saying that's the case, but if from the perspective of everyone's a 30-goal scorer. Everyone can score 30, 40 goals. All right. What else can you bring to the table? And maybe the guys that they've selected have something that, if it's situationally, if it's face-offs, penalty kill, there is something that they bring to the table that Caulfield and Robertson were lacking or maybe that's what it was. I really don't know. And again, I'm so glad I was not the person picking this team. And with that said, it's still a freaking phenomenal team. Very strong. Made some adjustments from the Four Nations team, made a few different moves. And, you know, this time around, we're going to have a healthy Quinn Hughes. We're going to have a healthy, Charlie McAvoy, who got hurt in the Four Nations. These guys are going to help definitely bolster our back end, which is very strong regardless. But having those guys now make it even stronger, which is great.
Fair enough.
Yeah, goaltending is going to be phenomenal. I mean, we have three strong goalies in Hellebuyck, Jake Ottinger, and Jeremy Swayman. All of them are on, you know, really strong. I mean, Hellebuyck seems struggling this year, but he's, you know, they've been pretty solid since he's been back. you know, Boston and Dallas are playoff teams. I mean, defensively, we have some of the best offensive defensemen, really solid guys, and you got stay-at-home guys like Charlie McAvoy who could absolutely play that physical game that we're going to need.
Yeah.
An addition from Four Nations is Jackson Lacombe. Adams Fox is not here, so that's probably that switch. And Jackson Lacombe is a great offensive defenseman, puts up a ton of numbers. Jake Sanderson's another guy that they brought in that's going to be huge. We got Jacob Slavin, who is the best defensive defenseman in hockey. You know, don't at me, but that's
mm-mm-mm.
Like that name a better defenseman. That's all I'm going to say. When it comes to actually defending, not meeting a goal scoring, not a Bobby Orr guy, but like a defensive defenseman, Jacob Slavin is the best. And fair. This roster's got, they added Clayton Keller. And he's a guy, I think, because here's the thing when I'm looking at it. Clayton Keller and Cole Caulfield are very similar in terms of what they bring, speed, shooting ability. Clayton Keller, in my opinion, is a little bit better of a playmaker. So if that's the case, all right, here's what I would say. If I'm between Caulfield and Keller, I'm probably going to take Keller because Keller, you could put on the power play. He's going to be, he doesn't always have to score. He's a guy who can create scoring as well as score. Where Caulfield is more known as a goal scorer, which is very good goal scorer, not knocking him at all. But I think that could be a situation because those are guys, because like, Keller wasn't on the Four Nation. I'm using Four Nation as like a template of moves that were made.
Fair enough. No, it totally makes sense. And now we move on to the big dog, so to speak, the team to beat, Canada. When the country has the ability to leave the likes of Connor Bedard and Evan Bouchard at home, you know they have some serious depth. While the decision raised more than a few eyebrows, Canada's likely to have Selke-level caliber talent on the fourth line, a luxury no other country will have. I'm just reading the article. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm not disagreeing. I mean, this team is very well built. There's no debate to that. What I'm looking at is who comes into this lineup if Braden Point is still on the IR. So who gets the bump? And is that where we see a Connor Bedard come in? Is that an Evan Bouchard? You know, I'll probably be Connor Bedard.
Okay.
But this team, they got what's going on. They got I think goaltending. Binnington's a big game goaltender. He's not having a great year. But with that said, the regular season is totally, the Olympics is different than the regular season. Mm-hmm. The Olympics is pretty much the Stanley Cup playoffs in terms of the high stakes. So, you know, yeah, this team, dude, I don't know, man. They got everything. I think USA matches up really well. Sweden matches up really well. And you know, they're definitely beatable. They're not a team that's going to dog walk everyone.
Fair.
But, you know, and I can't wait to see the Battle Royal off the puck drop. They did bring in Tom Wilson. They did add that grit. So they do have Tom Wilson now, who they didn't have in the Four Nations. So we'll see what happens there. But it's a very strong team. I mean, they did leave Sam Bennett off. That was the trade. You know, I like Sam Bennett. I'm a fan, Sam Bennett fan, but this team is very well built. You got strong defense. You got a lot of good offensive firepower. Macklin Celebrini, 19 years old, is one of the top players in the league in his second year. You know, kudos to him for making that team. And they have a strong, like you said, like Selke. Yeah, they have strong offensive defensemen. They got strong forwards that play really strong defense, like Anthony Cirelli. Guys won Stanley Cups. I mean, they got Brendan Hagel, strong player. And then I'm just not naming the player. I mean, yeah, they got Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, Sid the Kid. Like, yeah, this team, there's not a bad lineup that they're going to throw out. So, you know, it's the phrase, it's the embarrassment of riches. Like,
fair so. Enough. Yeah, you're going to see some players that don't get ice time that on any other team would get.
Yeah, I mean, you know, be kind of, you know, Mitch Marner may not get his 20 minutes, but you know what? Okay. It's okay.
Fair enough. All right, that wraps up the Olympics. Moving forward, anything NHL-wise you want to cover? I know we're just kind of gearing up at this point. We're five days away. But
yeah,
anything
we got
else?
The, yeah, we got the outdoor game going on right now. The what is it called? The stadium series. Oh,
nope. Yeah,
the Stars
in Tampa
better outside,
and it was what like the weather was awful, right?
Oh, it's hockey weather.
Yeah,
it's cold, but they're up. Boston's up 3-1 after the first. Arvidsson, Geeky, and Alex Steves have scored for Boston. Hagel for Tampa.
Mm. Tampa's not used to playing in this cold, though.
Yes, they're not, but they are playing in Tampa, which is hysterical.
It is very funny.
Yeah. It's like, it's so cold. Why'd you bring us to the cold? Why?
Fair enough.
Why?
All right. Well, that's all I got for today.
Yeah, I mean, we got
mostly Olympics, you know, build up, and we should do something for the Olympic game, like at least a couple games, maybe for the U.S. We'll do a live, you know, a live commentary, and then or just a discussion after the game, and post that episode right away.
Yeah.
Very good. All right.
No, I'm just trying to think. Like, I don't know the schedule, so it's like I can't be like, yeah, let's do that, and it's like, oh, I'm working all those days.
No, that's fair. We'll figure out something. We'll do something special, especially if we get to the, you know, the medal games.
Yeah.
Anywho, what are you most excited about for this tournament?
I want to most excited to see the Canada US rematch if we can.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like, you know, unfinished business from the four nations.
That was a hell of a game, though. It was not like Canada trounced US. That was
no,
cool,
there
down
it was
to the
a
wire.
Tight game, and that's what makes it great. Yeah. You know. I'd like to see some of these other squads that weren't represented in four nations, like Czech, Denmark, Latvia, like see these guys play on this level and see what they bring. And then Germany as well. It's interesting because we are missing one of the biggest hockey countries in the world, Russia. They're not allowed to play.
Mm.
So it is an interesting dynamic. Cause like if they were able to play, Where do they line up on that scale? Because they have Nikita Kucherov not playing in this. Svechnikov, you don't have Vasilevsky, you don't have Sergei Bobrovsky. I mean, the Russian play, there's so many phenomenal Russian players that don't get a chance to showcase their abilities on the grand stage because of things that are going on in the world. So it's a little, you know, sad not to see them there because you want to see all the best of the best and or the best of the best minus one. But nonetheless, I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal tournament.
Fair enough. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, we got couple more games left. I think games are going until Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and then we're off for 2 weeks. Just and
I mean, not off. We're still gonna, you know, talk about the Olympics, but yes,
yes. I mean, they're off. They're all in the Bahamas or Cancun, resting or whatever the players that don't go in the Olympics do. They go play men's league hockey for a couple days.
Fair. All right. That about wraps it up for this episode. Please, thank you so much for joining us, and please come back next week for more Drive to Ants Hockey.
Boop, boop, boop.